I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. We begin today in Gaza, where the Palestinian Bible Society bookshops finally reopened after a five-week closure. Open Doors Ministries' Jerry Dykstra says the temporary interruption in this partner's work came in response to unknown militants' threats to bomb the building. It's important that they stay open because it's the only store in Gaza that helps Christians with materials. Pray for the safety of the team. And Africa Inland Mission's Adopt a People program encourages participants to embrace an unreached people group. Their job is to pray for them until a viable, maturing church is established. AIM provides specific information to help pray effectively. Sometimes a group that initially committed to pray for an unreached people sends individuals as missionaries to their adopted group. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University. Subscriptions to our monthly bulletin inserts are available to keep missions in front of your church. Go to missionnetworknews.org to see a sample and subscribe. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.